Welcome to another episode of the GB Podcast. Whoop, 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 whoop. This is episode number 64. I'm your homie, the Chow Chow, Edgar.
Bow wow, bow wow.
And with us today is the Dalmatian, Percival.
Bow wow? Bow wow.
Yes. Much bow wow, much bow wow.
Much bow wow.
Along with Percival, we have the St. Bernard Slunk.
Bow wow. Bow wow.
All the bow wow. And finally, we have the Bull Mastiff Dwayne.
Oh, I'm a Bull Mastiff.
Yeah. Woof. So do you guys have any idea what these dogs, all these dogs have something in common? You guys know what it is?
The dogs.
They
have four legs.
Not terrible children.
Not all of them. So, these are the worst dog breeds for first time dog owners.
Oh yeah, yep.
Makes sense. Is it Dalmatian? Yep.
Dogs are terrible.
Yeah, Dalmatians are pretty awful. And if you have kids, it's like truly awful. Like, don't get a Dalmatian. My sister has a Dalmatian. Because they're so smart. No, they're really mean.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They're really, they like to attack little things, so they attack kids a lot.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, they're assholes.
Sounds like Percy.
Percy should have been the yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, you are a child, that's why I beat you.
In case you forgot, this is the Getting Belligerent Podcast, where every week friends get together to argue about everything and everyone. Remember, if you wanted to talk about a specific topic or subject, send in your suggestions to gettingbelligerent@gmail.com, Instagram, or over Twitter. We are live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on Twitch, and we're live every single day. We have exciting. We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 8 p.m. on Twitch. We release the podcast every Wednesday morning on GameBelligerent.com and wherever podcasts are available. Slug!
They are available on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, and wherever you download your listen thingies.
Very true. We also post to YouTube, so you can view this whenever you want.
And if anybody thinks we're wrong and wants to fight us, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch.
Hey, how's everyone doing? How you guys doing? It's been a hot second. Been good. Almost 24
like
hours.
7 days, maybe.
Well, it's been seven days since we talked last as a group. Yeah. But it's been like almost 24 hours since we really talked last.
Yeah. What was yesterday? The reacting. I did have a big chance to disconnect a bit from a lot of things because this kind of the first time I celebrated a birthday week. I don't know if technically it was a whole week of celebration like most people do. Like, you know, people go out and go to Vegas and do all kinds of, like, you know, they make it an Instagrammable event.
Birthday week.
But I do feel like I got a lot of, like, attention, love, and you know, and just a lot of cool stuff. It felt nice. I felt really appreciated. I don't know if it's the quarantine making everybody in their fields right now.
Fuck, I really appreciate you. I love you. I want you to know that you're in my heart right here. Right there. That spot right there, that's reserved for you. Right there.
Yeah, it was a lot of that. And it was nice. It was just nice. And I got to go and visit friends and do things and hang out with Carla a lot. And yeah, it was cool.
Do the things. So many things.
Yeah. And I made a chicken today.
Oh, nice. Like, it sounded delicious, by the way.
Like you made a chicken or like you cooked?
he sat on an egg and then...
yeah, and it became my child.
And then he ate it.
Let me eat it. How's he supposed to do it?
I ate my child. Right? It tasted really good. I did a good job raising him.
Oh, so tender, so juicy.
Just want to give a quick shout out to the chat. Thank you for everyone for being here. Let's see, we got some names in there. We have Nat Fahit. We got Colocha. We got El Slunko being in the chat and being here. Look at you. Multi-diamond Slunk.
I'm on that. Busy.
Let's see. And let's go on to our very first topic. We'll go on with Breezy with the NBA 2K21 cover. Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, first cover athlete for NBA 2K21.
That's right. They're doing this year, you know, every year, 2K has a new cover athlete. It's supposed to help hype, you know, the release, the upcoming release. And this year they're doing something a little different with three different cover athletes. The first one being revealed as Dame Dollar, Damian Lillard of the Portland Trail Blazers. I know none of you guys are fans. That's fine.
I know the name. Does that count?
Yeah. I've heard of him.
I'm sure. He's also, you know, known as the best rapping NBA player currently.
That's true. I've seen his name pop up a couple of times on the Hip Hop Head subreddit.
Yep. All right. Yep. He's that guy. That's absolutely true. But this is interesting, huh?
Oh no, I'm about to ask, is it well deserved?
He's good. I mean, accolades wise, I don't know, but he's a really good player. He just hasn't really had that. Oh man, he's the guy. He's the face of the league. He's not that guy.
He's my number one pick on my fantasy draft. He's not that guy yet.
Probably not. No, he's never going number one. No way. But you know that's hard to do.
Car alarm. Was he the guy who who did that last second, that last minute shot and
there's the meme about that
everybody like mobbed him and he
made that crazy shot and then it was the whole meme thing. That was him.
Yeah.
Real quick, like to say thanks for the donation, not for hit. Appreciate that.
Woo! Thank you.
Maybe the alert boxes aren't working.
No, they're not on for the podcast.
Oh, we don't do podcasts. Usually for streams.
Apologies. No, we do appreciate it, though.
But you're in the podcast now. Thank you.
Woo! Shout out.
You're in the podcast now. You're going to hear this tomorrow.
But yeah, we're going to name it after him.
That was him. He had the big, big shot. I think it was OKC they were playing, and he eliminated them with a game winner. It was very epic. He has big shots. That's what he's known for. Taking over games. He's a fantastic perimeter player. But he hasn't really had that playoff run kind of thing. He's kind of like, if you want comparison, kind of not quite as good as like Mike Trout situation, but similar in terms of how it's played out.
Good player, terrible team.
Yeah, not the best.
Maybe
team.
A Nolan Arenado.
Okay, yeah.
Like good, not the most popular guy, but still very talented, but not on the best team. Yeah.
Like Vladimir was on the Expos back in the day.
Vlad Guerrero.
Yeah.
And they went to the Angels and he was still best player there. They had nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of that guy. I mean, he's very popular though. Like he's just supremely talented across the board. So
I was about to ask,
good choice.
Who else would have been a good choice? Because I think LeBron has already been on it, right? KD's been on it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like other big names right now. Curry's been on
nothing.
It?
Who?
Curry's been on, right? Has he?
Yeah, he's been on it. There's nothing wrong with multiple appearances. You mentioned LeBron and those other guys. They've done that. Shaq's been on it a number of times. Allen Iverson's been on it multiple times.
Yeah, Shaq was on there like almost like 3 years in a row, like in 06, 07, somewhere on there.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you're truly dominant.
You know? You got multiple covers. You get that 99 overall.
Seriously.
And they this got to be the least popular person so far on the cover, at least in recent memory.
He's not, like, usually it's somebody following an MVP season that gets thrown on there and it's kind of easy, like, oh yeah, this guy dominated the league. Dame hasn't quite had that. He's a dominant player. He hasn't dominated the league, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's still not a bad choice. He's a great player.
I feel like we're sort of shitting on him, but not really.
Little side shots at him. Yeah, like, well, they've got three different covers, so there's going to be a legendary edition. There's a lot of speculation that's going to be Kobe.
Oh, okay.
Going to be on there, you know, rip.
Which
makes perfect sense. Everyone's clamoring for it. And knowing the people who work on this, I can almost, without knowing, I can almost guarantee that's probably going to be on there.
Just throwing this out there, Allen Iverson on there five times in a row when it first came out. 2K, 2K1, 2K2, 2K3, 2K4, 2K5.
There you go.
Damn.
Dominance.
Yeah. So last year was Anthony Davis. The year before that, Giannis, Kyrie Irving. The year before that, Paul George. There was one where three, and a special edition Michael Jordan. Yeah.
That, I mean, they had to
be nice if they did that
last year. And D Wade was on that.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Yep, beautiful cover. Beautiful colors. Beautiful poster came with. I got it, but if you didn't realize it.
It's good overall. Nothing wrong with the game. Perfect overall. 10 out of 10.
Perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Anyway, they're probably never live, you know. But we'll see. I'm excited.
Like, what, to reach the peak from there is just downhill? Never again?
I'm not saying that yet, but it was yeah, lots of hype, excitement. I'm ready to play it, kind of. We'll see.
Ooh, but the sweat, thing.
Huh? Sweat.
The sweat.
Sweat. Everyone's hyped up about the sweat every year.
So who was on who was it in the trailer?
Zion, the PS5 trailer.
Yeah, so maybe he's going to be in another cover if they're showing him off.
Probably. Yeah, that makes good sense. You got a current star, future star, and then a legend. They'll probably do it like that.
The road to Kobe, cool, you know?
Yeah, the road cool. to Kobe.
Zion has, like, ridiculous amounts of hype, and it's scary seeing that and knowing his capabilities. We'll see. I'm very excited.
He's still, like, a baby, right? He's, like, 19?
Yeah,
he's a youngin'.
But he's built like a beast. Like, Jesus.
He reminds me of...
I wish he grew up instead of out. If that makes sense. He's, like, really, really...
Stocky?
Pinky. Stocky, yeah.
He reminds me of Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins,
yeah,
or Sam Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins. When he's just like his shoulders are keep on going. He's like
broad shoulders. Yeah, absolutely. Except he's like a million times the athlete Kendrick Perkins was.
But is he? Does he have more memes than him though?
Not yes, yet.
I would say yes. I think so. I think Zion has surpassed Kendrick Perkins.
Oh no, that's where the value comes in. That's where your overall goes up. Potential.
I don't know, man. Every time I jump on social media, I see at least one Zion meme, and I don't even like follow stuff. I don't even follow meme pages really. And yep, there he is.
But you see him. You don't have to follow him because everyone knows what does it for you.
Yep. Absolutely. But yeah, it should be good. We'll see when they start releasing details how excited I actually am, but I'll probably play it anyway.
Of course you will.
And when I'm looking forward to it. I love watching your streams. I love watching your NBA 2K streams. They're really fun. I legit start to get into it. Like, I have it on a different monitor while I'm doing work. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch Dwayne play, kind of. And before I know it, I'm staring at it like, no! Oh my
Why
god,
would you do
what
that?
A bad pass. Yeah.
Pass the ball.
That's me turning it over. Gosh.
Yeah.
Shoot the J.
Yeah, get back on
Shoot
that.
It.
I actually want to get back into doing that. I've been on a little hiatus playing some Destiny.
Ooh. When does that come out, by the way? The new NBA?
What? New NBA? Scheduled for October. No exact date, I don't think yet. But that's usually around the time they do it. They actually been trying to push it earlier the last couple of years. But for a while, for years, when I was working there, it was always
would have been a great year to push it early this year.
Yeah, for real.
I'm glad they did.
Right now, yeah.
I'm glad they did.
I just saw it's tentative October 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll see.
Well, there we go.
Yep.
From the cover of the NBA to former cover of Twitch, or the former face of Twitch.
Yeah,
former face of Twitch.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say the guy, you know, his name is Guy.
Guy. The doctor.
The guy.
The two-time.
The guy.
The two-time.
Yeah, so he's been banned from Twitch. We don't know. It's still speculation why. It's still up in the air. Because shit has gone weird, like, everywhere. Like, he... So first, Dr. Disrespect streamer on Twitch, it just came out of nowhere that said, hey, this guy got banned. And everyone was like, boom, it just blew up. What happened? What did he do?
Why?
What's going on? What? And nothing's really been said about it. A lot of things, little things have happened, or not little things, but a lot of things surrounding it have happened, but nothing be like, he got banned because of this. And it's all, concrete. Yeah. And... one of the things that was pretty crazy is that Twitch gave a refund to everyone that had a subscription to Dr. Disrespect's channel. if you were a sub. So that's, he easily gets 35,000, 40,000 subs. And imagine to return all that.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
For them to pull the trigger on that so fast is what, like, kind of a little bit jarring. Like, usually they wait, you wait to play things play out, and then you find out he got kicked because of this, so here's your money back. But no, they're like, he got kicked, here's your money back.
Here's your money back. Skip this. We'll let you know later what happened.
We'll tell you why eventually, maybe.
Yeah.
Someday, maybe.
Like,
do they have to tell us?
They don't have to tell us anything, but
they don't.
It's weird that he's just banned, and then he's not even saying why yet. So I'm like, people are thinking, like, is it legal trouble? Is he, I've heard, is he laundering money? Like, wait, like, relax, slow down.
We need all the information really first. Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You know what age, you know what era we live in. You know how it's just easier.
Yeah, who did he touch?
You're like, it's all.
Yeah. Is that, or like, are you in the chapel together? Are you laundering money? Did you make him go? Like,
Yeah, let me read this real quick from a GameSpot article. Why was Dr. Suspect banned from Twitch? We still don't know.
That's the whole article.
It could be right there. Here you go.
Way to get to the facts. I like it.
It's unclear exactly why or how long did Dr. Disrespect will be banned. Following news of the ban, Dr. Disrespect did not say anything publicly about the situation. And searching for his Twitch account yielded no results. However, on June 27, a day after the news of the ban broke, Beam, his real name, Disrespect broke his silence and posted an update on Twitter addressing his fans. So what it says on his post, Champions Club, that's what he calls his people, you know, his homies.
Used to be the Slick Daddy's Club.
Now it's the Champions Club. Because of his mustache, right? Twitch has not notified me on the specific reason behind her decision. Firm handshakes to all the support during this difficult time. So...
there was a rumor that he also, another rumor that I don't think has a lot of steam behind it, but that possibly he was in talks with working with another new streaming platform to like work with. Because there's like, but the thing is, the platform Brime, Brime, doesn't really have a whole lot of like to show behind it. It's not like this thing that's been testing that's like ready to go, you know. It's just kind of like in theory, and I think they've built it out somewhat, but it's not really quite there. And I think that a lot of those rumors were fueled by the fact that everybody was leaving Mixer, or gotcha, was getting kicked out of Mixer, I should say. And and it's like people leave, it doesn't exist. The house is on fire. we're leaving.
I'm saying.
So they were thinking maybe they were trying to woo in all the people that were contracted there, like Ninja and Shroud and all the other big names, and then maybe try to pull in Dr. Disrespect as well. But there's also all these allegations going on about a lot of male Twitch misconduct, a lot of sexual harassment going on between streamers, and there's just a lot of shit happening at the same time. And this isn't the first time Dr. Disrespect has been banned. He left one time voluntarily because he, as everybody knows, cheated on his wife, and it was like a big deal.
I was like, whatever, that's your personal business. Get that out of here. I don't care.
He made like a two.
Entertain me, damn it.
Yeah, with that.
Yeah. Well, he had to go fix his family. Okay. So once he was done fixing that, he came back bigger, stronger. The community was waiting for him, like excitedly waiting for him, and forgave him. And you could tell his wife, they went, you know, whatever they were going through, they figured out. Yeah, she was backing him up. She was part of the show. She was Miss Assassin, and it was all wholesome. Like, it was nice. It was like this character that kind of, this guy who has this character, but then, you know, whatever happened, he worked through it, and it was positive. I think it was a positive thing. So then as soon as this happened, people thought, oh shit, is this like a sexual thing again? Like, is he sleeping with somebody? Did it happen again? So that was another theory, but the first time he got banned was because he was at, was it TwitchCon? It was some con. in LA.
Wasn't E3?
Yeah, it was E3. He started live streaming from a bathroom, which is a big no-no. Can't do that. Because there's a privacy expected in restrooms. And that's a big no-no. So he got banned pretty quick because of that. And then this is the second time he's got banned. So his moniker, the two-time, is now the two-time ban from Twitch. And yeah, it's an interesting thing. It reminds me of like a Netflix documentary in that all the hype and all the theories behind it and the mythos that is his character and the way he like quit, like the way he got offline, like he looks at his phone and he gets like visibly upset and then he says like a message like, we'll get through this, and he's like obviously super pissed and he's like,
yeah,
fuck, and then he just like goes offline and
goes to an ad.
I'm like almost hoping that this is like all just a publicity stunt, because it'd be a really good one because everybody's talking about it.
So there's even more interesting things that happen. So he's pretty big when it comes to G Fuel as a sponsor. So G Fuel removed him as like on like their pages and like on their Twitch banners and all that stuff. They removed like all his stuff. And then like a day or two later, put everything back up. And they're like, no, really? It was fine. We're good. Yeah. And even I think Razer did as well. They took all the way like all his like sponsorship stuff that they had, like banners and things like that. Returned it up too, and so we're like, "What does this even mean? What's going on?" Like,
well, that goes to tell me that they probably got notice as to what it's about, and they were like, "Oh, okay, that's not that big of a deal."
Nah, that doesn't concern us.
Yeah,
that was a preemptive, like, "Oh shit, this could be bad. Let's pull everything." Oh,
my dad, they're looking at the camera like, "Eh, I did that last week. It's fine."
He's like, he probably just started doing that.
Yeah, well, I'm about to do that tonight. No,
yeah.
Terrible.
It's interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of drama. There's other streamers talking, like saying things like, he's done for, this is it, not just Twitch but forever. And people are creating like this smoke around it, and it's just kind of fascinating.
And there's nothing out there. There's nothing to back it up.
No, nothing's leaked. There's no scandalous photo or video or deleted tweets. Nothing.
What's the guy from It's Always Sunny with all the red lines everywhere? He's trying to make connections on everything.
Yeah.
Like, if you see this tweet from 2018, you could tell. You could tell right there. He knew.
He knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't watch his streams that much, but, you know, I think he's a very important character in the streaming world. Entertaining. Yeah. He's a wrestling character playing video games. I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna watch him like 100% of the time, like when he's on, but I'll tune in every once. Like, that was good. And like, I have my fix. I'll go away now.
I will say this. So I only watch stuff on like Edgar or Slunk posted up, but finding this out, I'm like, what the fuck? What is it? Like, I've been like actually trying to research. Like, okay, so why did he get fucking banned? So if it turns out this whole thing is just a work. Wow. It worked. Now I'm invested. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
You get a follow from me.
And that would be a great wrestling style fucking work. Be like, oh, you know, just plays back into his character.
Yeah, but it can't backfire. You gotta be wary of things like this backfiring on you.
You're like, yeah,
that was done for absolutely no reason.
Like, what if you lose everything, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that the Twitch returned the money is like the biggest thing.
Yeah, that's true.
With the swiftness, they're quick with it.
Mm.
That's telling. Yeah.
That's why some people were speculating laundering. It was like, I don't even know what laundering is, but
watch the Ozarks yet, man? Nah, I'm telling you, explain it to a T. It's beautiful. I mean, it's not beautiful, it's illegal, but
get the money, run it through another business, and then it's clean. It's clean money now.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Cash only, obviously.
You're trying to hide the sources of where the money came from.
Exactly.
So you spread it.
Filtering it in with, you know, projects and...
Not that I know. Not that I've done that.
Yeah, not that anyone
we don't money launder.
No.
We don't condone
We're not that smart. We're not that smart.
All right, going to our next topic, since I have no segue, it's the Alamo Draft House. So the Alamo Drafthouse sent him to check temperatures in many locations. I will not be one of these people to be checking my temperature at a theater right now.
Because have you guys gone anywhere where they've done the little beep on you?
Nope.
Yes.
No. You got beeped?
Yes.
I've never been beeped.
So I went to get my haircut. I was the first one there at where I go. And they just have to. They're like, all right, look, whatever, go ahead. But it's crazy just seeing all the other precautions. Like the place I go to, I've known them forever. And just going in, you're like, oh crap, like everything, you have all the, because to get your hair, so every section has the plastic thing going from the ground all the way to the ceiling. Every section has that. And then before they cut your hair, they have to take your temperature. And then there's no walk-ups, there's no walk-ins. Everything is through appointment only. So I got the very first one sat there. And so they have to, every time they clean the, as normal, they clean the blades and everything. But now they have to wear gloves as they're cutting your hair. And I'm just like, it's weird. So it's no longer like getting a haircut. It's more like going to a doctor. Like you just feel the latex. You're like, what the?
Yeah, they're going, right. Going to the dentist, going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yep. Not turning cough.
But it was cool. And then it was because of the first one there, like I felt very much, I guess, I don't say safer, but like it's the very, I'm the that very is. First person there. Like I know it's already been cleaned. Like, you know, when you, it's a weird way of putting it, but you know, when you go to Coachella and you just get the fresh toilet and you know, nobody else has been there.
Fresh porta potty.
So basically, like, you know, it's like it's clean because you're the first person that no one else has touched it.
Yeah. And so thanks, like, no, we lost lung.
I know.
They keep their mask on while they're cutting.
Yeah. And here's the thing: so they can't do anything with your beard. So I have the mask on, and I have to hold it because I can't give me a fade. So they can't, you know.
Yeah,
I can't,
you have to hold your mask. I heard you have to hold your mask up.
So I have to hold it. When the thing's here, I'm just like, all right. So, but it's simple. It's not a hassle. It's just, you know, something new we got to do. And fine.
So here's
minor inconvenience.
Here are the safety measures that Alamo is putting in place. So they're going to do distancing. All tickets will be handled online with at least 2 buffer seats provided at least 6 feet of physical distancing between groups.
That's fine.
Mask for all. We require that guests wear masks at all times except when eating and drinking. If you need a mask, we'll provide you one for free. Minimizing interaction. In many theaters, food ordering and gratuity will be done in advance and online when you purchase your ticket. That means there will be no payment processing at the theater, and your interactions with our team members will be minimized. You better know what the fuck you want, and you better not hope you see something delicious at that place.
So that being said, that means you can't like order drinks on the fly. You're gonna have to order your drinks. So it's gonna look really weird when you order 8 drinks ahead of time.
God, he does get up like 5 times.
Why just go to the bar?
No, but you can't. It's probably gonna be closed. That's why.
It's gonna make theaters.
You gotta order everything ahead. So like you said it.
I hope the precautions they take work, so that gives other people kind of like a way to go about things, to kind of loosen the tense energy I feel out there. You know, with some places.
The thing this is, works out. It could work if people abide by the rules, but unfortunately, some people are dumb.
True. There's also sanitation. Each auditorium, and specifically chairs and tables, will be sanitized between screenings with an electrostatic fogger and disinfectant. We've also hand sanitizing wipes at your table for you to use.
Wow, that's cool.
Okay. Temp check. All teammates will have their temperatures taken prior to starting work, and where needed, guests will also have their temperatures taken on their way inside. Yeah, we only give a shit about you coming inside. Leave and infect the world on your own time.
You just have to make sure that you're 21 and over and 98.6 and under. I mean, it's pretty easy.
That's a good motto.
21 and over, 98.6.
I say run a commercial. They should screen a commercial with that.
There you go, Alan. You can have that one. It's free.
There you go.
Just give me a beer, please. I've been there once. It was fun. It was cool. I would go back. When I go back in these conditions, you know, it's just, I mean, it's just I don't mind going out. There's not a lot of evidence that you catch it being outdoors. Like, outdoors is fairly safe. It's the indoor stuff that's the scary.
Yep.
And the indoor stuff when you're in a theater for like an hour and a half, 2 hours in a room with a bunch of mouth breathers and like everybody's drinking beer and it's, you don't have to like
choking on their popcorn. That Colonel gets.
Yeah.
You hear one person cough. That's it. I'm out. All right. I'm out. I gotta go.
You're like, oh, I don't
need
to see the ending. You just get up.
Like, wait, you coughed over there? Going out the emergency exit. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. I get mad when people cough regularly. Like, you had a cough and you came to the theater. What the fuck is wrong with you? And then you're going to add the whole COVID thing on top of that. Fuck that. I'm coming out of here. I don't care how Superman dies. Yeah.
Read about it online.
Give me the spoilers online.
So yeah, that's the thing, you know. It's like you said, it's just, you can do stuff. You just, they're like, just do it like this, please. No, I don't want it.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, well, now we have to stop. Cool, awesome. Yeah. And then now everything's shutting down again. In a lot of states, including Texas, California, you know, anywhere where there's people.
Yeah. I forgot to bring up that this was posted like 5-6 days ago. So I don't know if their policy is going to change since all this new info.
Like, we were going to try, but now we got to wait.
I doubt they're classified as a bar because they said bars specifically have to close, which sucks.
No.
A lot.
Not everything's closed. Just, you know. Places where large amounts of people want to gather and breathe on each other.
On each other. As long as you breathe on me from 2 aisles up, from 2 rows up, you know. I can't get it from you then, you know.
You're gonna walk around with like a measuring stick, like
with my arms out.
You need to lean back in your chair, please. You need to lean forward.
Switch over one seat.
Do it now.
You're not tall enough for this.
this theater. But what movies are out? Like, what are the releases right now? There's nothing out. Everything's postponed.
Let's go. Check. We're gonna bring out what the Tenet, the one by
that got pushed back again, didn't it? For like the fifth time.
Yep. That was one like, the big Tenet. New one.
They're like, we're fucking putting this movie in theaters. We don't give two shits if people want to stream this.
I haven't been so hyped for a movie and not have a clue about what it is about.
Yeah,
it's about time travel.
I'm looking at Fandango.
No, it's not. I read that it's not about time travel, and then I tried to read why.
Wait a minute.
And I got more confused. So I was like, no.
We'll leave it at time travel for now.
Okay, fake time travel.
Yeah, I did. My friend took me to a restaurant in Venice. Sunday, and. I had to do the beep thing, you know, to get in.
Got beeped.
And I mean, it's kind of like a weird restaurant because it's like one of those bars with like the front is very open. So it's almost like you're eating in a patio, even if you're inside. Mm-hmm. But you're still pretty close to people. I mean, it's just like,
Don't look at me.
I just have to hope that, you know, if you're healthy, you take care of yourself, you take your vitamins, you eat your beans, you know, like you can handle it if it comes your way, hopefully, you know. And there's a lot of new information coming out that hopefully means things are safer and stuff, but I don't know.
Nope. We'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah.
The only truth.
On Father's Day, I went out with my dad to a cemetery, and then after that, he had to go.
You're here soon.
Yeah, just checking out the areas.
Slug.
To see. Yeah. Let you know where you can go, right? It'll be your spot. but afterwards, he wanted to go to IHOP, and I'm like, okay, let's see if it's open. I checked the nearest IHOP. Ooh, it's open. Okay, we'll go in. So we go into the IHOP, and I see, and like, we get seated immediately, but there's a bunch of people in there. And the seat that they give us is a table between two groups of people. So the person behind me is like 2 feet away from me. Like, oh, I could, if I elbow backwards, I could hit him, you know?
And that is not 6 feet.
And then the other group is like, they were pretty a good distance away. They were pretty far. So yeah. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is not good.
It's still comfortable, huh?
First, it was like a small like dining room area, and it was uncomfortable. So the waitress comes by and she goes,
and it's an IHOP.
Yeah. So the waitress comes by and she's like, yeah, the host wasn't supposed to seat you guys here. This is supposed to be an open table to keep people apart. Yeah. And I'm like,
yep.
Cool. Fucking cool.
Basically, I'm sorry, you're contaminated
your
now.
A coma? Like a 6 month coma? Like, why is your host worth doing this?
Yeah, like, what's going on? So, like, oh, is it cool if we move you guys over here? Yes, yes, very cool. Very cool. We move you over here.
Like, move us, damn it.
Any more Draft House talk?
No, let's go to Draft House next week.
No. But before we go to Draft House next week, let's go on Mr. Beast app. Mr. Beast.
What? Who?
Mr.
What?
Beast. You guys, do we know who Mr. Beast is?
I do not
yes,
know.
Yes, I
that
do.
Is.
Mr. Beast, super popular YouTuber, known for giving monies away to people and to his friends and to his family and to his friends' family, and just gives wads of cash away. And he does like all these random contests, like between his friends or between fans. Like, last one to leave a bed loses. Last one to take their hands off the car keeps the car. Last one to
take their hand off a box of money.
Yeah, keeps the money. And they go on for like 24 hours, 36 hours, 40 Jeez. Hours, just a chance to win 10,000, 15, 25. He goes to like Best Buy and goes, You can use this credit card, and if you go over the limit, you can't have anything. But if you hit under the limit, you keep whatever you get. And people were like, they're spending $200, and he's like, I don't know. I'm saying you might want to go a little bit higher. And there's like $5,000 on the card. So he just spends ridiculous amounts of money on everything just to make to make video.
Make so,
content.
Content.
So
I wish I had money.
So in this article, Heat Vision, YouTuber Mr. Beast launches multiplayer endurance game, Finger on the App.
Oh, no.
In the challenge, the last person to remove their finger will receive a cash prize of up to $25,000.
Wow.
And this pretty
you
much...
You cheat, though.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Look at you guys.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about.
How can you simulate finger presses?
A hot dog?
Somebody's finger.
are you gonna trust that?
Right. I was thinking hot dog, but all right. So like, I guess that too.
Are you gonna trust that hot dog for $25,000 though?
Is the hot dog gonna stay warm enough to represent your thumbprint?
Yeah, I think it might be thumb. Well, go ahead. Sorry, Hager.
No, I was gonna read from the article. Internet stunt personality Jimmy Donaldson, better known online as Mr. Beast, has launched a one-time multiplayer game, an endurance test called Finger on the App. Participants are tasked with holding a finger to the phone screen on the app, and the last person to take it off wins a cash prize of $25,000. And when I read this earlier, he pretty much goes into saying people are spending way too much time on their phone, and he wants people just to, if they're holding their finger on the phone, they can't be using it. So it's just a way to distract people from their phone to do other things.
It's clever. I get it. I don't know if it'll work, but it's clever.
People are giving reviews saying, please don't cheat and have fun. I'll go as long as physically can. And to those of you making robot, please don't. Some people are willing to stay up for like 2 days to try to win. I mean, I think this is going to go on for weeks. there's glitches people are noticing, blah, blah, blah.
I'm just impressed that...
What happens when you fall asleep? Like, this is where people are cheating, I assume, where all the cheating comes in.
Yeah, you tie it to your hand.
I have no idea how someone can keep their hand on something.
And you tie it to your hand. You just tape it to your finger.
I wonder how sensitive like it has to be. Like, please don't move it from this spot or something like that.
Yeah. Well, if there's bugs and it doesn't recognize and you just disqualify, then you throw your phone against the wall.
That's the same thing with the God, what was that trivia app? Like HQ Trivia?
HQ, yeah.
With that one, a bunch of people would complain because they would get disconnected like on the 9th question. And they were coming and going, like, what the fuck? I got disconnected. Well, to get better internet. It's not anything on their side that they could really do about it.
Yeah.
I forgot about HQ Trivia, man. Well, whatever happened to that? Really into that.
I think it's still going.
Is it?
It should be. I gave up on it because I forgot about it.
Numbers going through the roof right now.
People trying to make money.
People with nothing else to do.
Yeah, true. And being broke.
Being broke. Always an incentive.
That's interesting. I mean, I would do it, but it looks like it's Apple only.
I was going to ask you guys, how long do you think you would survive on this?
Not very.
Not very?
5 minutes.
Not very.
5 minutes? You'd be like, it's like that. You're like, fuck, I need to look at my phone.
I got ADD, man. I got to use my phone. I got to do something else. I can't sit here.
I'd go on vacation mode. I'd tell everybody, hey guys, I got a gig. It's $25,000. It's going to take a few days. I can't talk to anybody. I'm out to work, you know, like I can't pass up this gig. And that's it. I think I'm done talking to people for a few days. I could do that.
I hope it's a specific finger. Like, I need you to put your pinky on here. Like it's something you can't really control. Awkward. Yeah.
Well, if it's a pinky, you can still do stuff with the other ones. If it's like, which one would be the hardest?
Yeah, but are you gonna risk your pinky moving? You're gonna move your phone. You're gonna hold it in your other hand. Are you gonna hold the phone in the same hand as the pinky?
Dude, the pinky's barely a fucking
pinky
finger.
There. Yeah. And then you just tape it to the pinky and you're good.
Your hand's already about to grab doing that.
Evolution.
Well, no, but if you tape it, but if you tape it, you got the, you know, you got the other ones. See, if it was the thumb, you can't really do much. So pinky gets to be a little bit easier.
I think pinky would be way harder.
I can't wait to see everyone get disqualified when you find out everyone cheated.
we can't give the money to everyone because like, you all fucking cheated.
Sorry,
you're all cheaters.
I'm deadly. I'm absolutely curious as to how. I want to just analyze how people cheat, and honestly, you should just go to the best cheater, the most creative cheater, most creative cheater.
I want to be like there's also a camera on it, so you have to like be there. I hope like there's like something to
follow you to the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
They had a camera running, but then that would just, I don't know, keeping the app running. I don't know. What does that do to your phone? There's just so many questions.
There's an update to your phone. Like, say Apple just decides to release an update. Now
what a baller.
Apple's about to release an update. It's funny you mentioned that. There's actually an update coming through.
Like there's update. We're making some changes. You guys need to see these reviews. There's just so many people hyped about this and so many people like, I really need the money. Yeah. I mean, there are three things I'm concerned about. Let's see. I guess you could win some money by holding it on for a long time.
Oh.
I don't know.
Like tiers of prizes kind of thing?
Guess.
Maybe. Like,
here's the 10-hour tier, the 15-hour tier, the 20-hour tier.
It says, like, hopefully I win. I'm going to give all the money to my mom. We've struggled for the past year, and I just want her to have weight lifted up from her shoulders. Like,
jeez.
Fuck, dude.
Those are liars.
This is Black Mirror shit. This is Black Mirror shit. I mean, this is like everybody's so desperate for something and technology's coming in and there's like this entertainment value coming in while everybody's like smiling and crying and suffering and trying to like win this money.
This is
totally sci-fi.
That episode where everyone's on the bicycle all day and how much you pedal, like how much you earn, but then you just go into this little ass room and you can like do nothing. Watch the same shit over and over.
Black Mirror.
Yeah. That's where we're at. Black Mirror. That's why the guy stopped writing episodes because he's like, this is reality.
Too real.
Like, fuck.
Too real.
I started writing this to freak people out. Now nobody's getting freaked out anymore. It's just like,
they're like, oh yeah, that happened last week, right? They're like, it's a documentary.
We're looking at now, sir. Everything that's happening now is happening now. What happened to then?
Just passed. A cool episode. No. Like the Black Mirror episode where the guy, everyone had implants in their eyes and you could just replay all your all your memories, like on like a blank screen or something. That's something I could get behind. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I forgot.
Remember that one time we hung out? We got, you know, we went and got barbecue. No, I don't remember that. Like, oh, like, yeah, I'll check it out.
I'll be like, that wasn't me.
For sure.
Just remembering all the wrong shit. It just, that oh, that wasn't you. Fuck.
Whoops. My bad.
If I look at watching someone's like home movies, like, that's cool you went to Mexico and all, but you know, whatever.
No, but check out the slides. Check out the slides.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you realize all your memories were wrong and your entire life is a lie.
All
right. Damn. Like, what a transition.
And with that, we'll go to our next topic. Michael Keaton in talks to play Birdman.
Batman. So,
El Hombre Murciélago.
We might be getting Michael Keaton back to play Batman again in Flashpoint, The Flash. For those who don't know the Flashpoint story, it's basically Flash travels back in time because he's fast enough using the Speed Force and fucks shit up, so everything changes. Might be that we might get the future, that version of Batman, the old man Batman, in that, so should be good. The other rumor is that we might get Negan, your boy, Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Jeffrey something something.
Jeffrey last name.
Jeffrey last name. Have him as Thomas Wayne, because in, spoiler, in Flashpoint, instead of Bruce's parents dying, he dies. So the parents kind of become like, they themselves go insane in a sense. So Thomas Wayne becomes Batman.
Because Bat Dad.
And Bat Dad. And then Martha, spoilers, becomes that universe's version of the Joker.
Oh, wow.
So she goes crazy because she just saw her son get fucking murdered. Yeah. So there's that, and so the thing is that the people are, because Michael Keaton's like, yeah, I'm down to play Batman again, so we can get either one of these two, and that'd be fucking great. I really think it'd be a smart move by DC because they've been doing such shit in general that it would help them. Why not?
Snyder cut coming though.
You're getting Snyder. You're winning right now. DC's winning.
So much hype right there. I'm hyped for that. Not even like that movie
here.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be interesting. I'm hoping for the best, but with DC, I'm already just expecting the worst.
Nah, man. Because you got to give your hopes all the way up, and then they're going to surpass them, and it's going to be you're gonna have a good time.
Because, like with Aquaman, I was like, garbage, shit. And I watched it, like, I am actually entertained. It was stupid, but it was fun. It was entertaining. It was like Fast and the Furious in the sense for me. Very entertaining. I liked it.
Don't bad mouth the Fast and the Furious over here, right?
Do not say those words.
You're walking on hollow ground.
You really gotta find some shit now.
Anyways, but I'm excited. I love Michael Keaton as Batman. He was one of the best Batmans. So
why do we do that though? Like why do we just like base our entire experience off of expectations and then like we just define a film forever by that first view? Like it has to always be. Is it because now there's so much information out there that you have to dodge spoilers and expectations set up before you, and before you didn't have to do that because nobody, you know, unless you like walked in front of somebody and talked to them about the movie, you wouldn't really have any information. Like it just seems like people are so hell bent on like, I just can't have any expectations or it will affect how good this movie is to me rather than just how is the movie, you know?
Well, because you got trailers and these trailers hype you up in the sense you're expecting this when you see a trailer and then you go in and you're like, this is what the fuck happened.
And then you get Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Suicide Squad had two great trailers and we're in there like, fuck yeah, let's do this. And then what the fuck happened? You have a fucking inflatable arm tube woman
doing dancing around and shit.
Yeah.
I think I've wiped that movie from my mind, Suicide Squad. That's how bad it was.
Dude, the first 30 minutes was actually decent because it's setting shit up and then it just went over the cliff.
Yeah.
Supposedly there's rumors now that like, oh, the director's like, that's not the version Snyder I wanted.
That's not his Snyder cut.
His Snyder cut. So I bet you this, if the Snyder cut does very well, they're gonna do another Suicide Squad.
Before they already continued with Birds of Prey, which was actually good. I saw that.
Yeah, way but
Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah, didn't
have half.
I just feel bad that
was it because
didn't get the hype in the theater. Hello?
I just make expectations were up again for that one.
Yes, part.
It was. The trailers were good for that too.
The trailers were pretty good for that, but the there's a better fit for all the characters. The story carried out. The action was awesome. Awesome.
Because they got the John Wick people for that.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's not really whether or not the movie is good to you based on your expectations. It's just sort of like how you rate your experience. You know, it's like if you didn't think the Suicide Squad was going to be any good and you went there and it was like bad, and you're like, yeah, it's just not a good movie, you wouldn't be mad about it because you got tricked. I think people get upset when they get duped. You know,
of course.
I don't know.
I didn't have high
expectations. I reset every time I go into a movie theater and the trailers start coming on and the movie finally comes on 20 minutes later. I'm like, wait, what was I here to watch? Oh yeah. Like I don't sit it with anticipation. I don't. I just kind of like, I don't know. I just kind of like, let's see what happens.
Like sandwiches all done.
The first scene.
We will see.
Well, I guess it depends for like, me now, as in like. All the Marvel movies, I have a high expectation because I just know so much about it now. I have 25 years of it. I'm like, you better fucking live up to the shittiest movie on here.
Yeah.
Just don't be Thor Dark World. That's all I need.
Oh, God. Those are
bad. I don't need red mist coming out of someone that's a stone, but it's not.
Somehow, she absorbed it somehow, but okay. And you have these poles that opened up some dimension shit, right?
Yeah, you just, don't get you just don't get
like
comics.
An X-Men Origins.
You just don't get
super
comics
hyped about that film, right?
Which one?
Right, Percy? X-Men Origins.
Oh God, Wolverine!
A lot of hype on it, right?
Oh my God,
Wolverine movie.
And then you see it, and you're like, "What the fuck is this?"
And it was just let down after let down. They're like, "Look, we got Wolverine. We know you love that shit." And then we got this character, Blob, his homie. And then we got Gambit. Everybody loves
this Gambit, right?
Okay, we're going to fuck him up for you, too. And then we got Deadpool at the end. You didn't even know that. And it ruined the movie still.
It was so bad.
It's a good time.
Oh, my God.
What a good time.
That was a Suicide Squad before Suicide Squad.
Hey, don't talk shit about
Suicide Squad. And I think that's why Marvel was like, all right, we saw how Fox fucked this up. Let's not do that. Yeah. And then DC's like, oh, what did they do? Let's just copy paste.
hold my beer.
But still, so what would be your because we all agree Suicide was crap, but I still think an even worse film that had a pretty decent trailer was like Fantastic Four, the one with Miles Teller is his name?
Never saw
and Creed?
Creed's the one in with it? Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan is Human Torch.
Yeah. Never saw it. Wasn't interested. No, Jessica Alba. The first one had Jessica Alba. Big fan over here. If you didn't know, now you know. I wasn't going to see it because she was not in it. There's only one Sue Storm in my life.
There's only one what?
Yeah. And her name is Jessica.
There's a ghost opening Percy's door.
Yeah. It's a damn dog. What do you want, buddy?
Sure, and with that, I'm talking about King being Batman, we're going to talk about our very last topic. Discussing what we watched during the week.
Watch the Jerry Seinfeld stand-up special. You know,
that was good.
It was. There were funny parts, but I do feel like it felt dated. I felt like
was it very Seinfeld-y?
Yeah, I just felt dated.
What's the deal with these things?
Was it very detached.
It was definitely he was the zany was a little too zany, like it was like very put on and it felt weird. Yeah, it felt weird.
He was more B movie than Seinfeld.
I guess so. I don't know. Like he's a pretty clean comic for the most part. You know, he's not like Bob Saget who was like a dirty motherfucker.
Right, like just, but was a father figure.
Look at the poopy.
And it was still funny. Like, there were good jokes. But yeah, there was definitely like him doing his like, ah, like he's like, come on. Like his little like Seinfeld frustrated voice. He just kept doing that. Like,
come on. Yeah.
Like, show where he does his little, they'll do a little show him doing stand up in the beginning or in the middle or whatever, or at the end.
Because they had that whole show at the beginning, or the middle, or the end.
Well, yeah, they always have a little. Well, he's like, a Jerry's got a, you know, it opens up with him doing like a set, like a joke, not even a set. He'll be doing a joke from his set, and that's how the episode starts, or it'll end like that, and he'll be talking about something that just happened to him. It's never really funny though.
I mean, he did.
The episode's funnier than his actual stand-up.
No, it's his stand-up is better than those little clips for sure. But it was. It felt very different than a lot of other stand-up comedians. It felt dated, but it wasn't bad. I'd watch it. I would definitely
watch
it. But it's not. I would suggest watching it, but I don't think it's like one of the better ones I've seen.
The only thing is, when I think of Seinfeld, is just that baseline.
Yeah, it's probably I've just probably seen too much Seinfeld in my life. That's probably part of it too. It's
possible.
Yeah,
good show. That's a great show, though.
Yeah, it's what it was. Larry, yeah,
Larry David. Oh, that show got renewed for another season, by the way. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb,
just heard of that.
All I've seen is the clips that people send me, but I've never actually seen an episode.
It's a good one.
Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Both.
Curb.
Oh,
I haven't seen the full season, but seasons together. But I've seen enough Seinfeld episodes. Like, I've seen a bunch of episodes. I just never actually. Sat there and watched it.
It's a lot.
I think I watched more Friends than Seinfeld.
Ew.
Even then, like I haven't finished the whole Friends thing. Like I've just been like, okay, there.
You shouldn't either.
It's a genius show.
It's okay.
No. I will never.
It's not great.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is a genius show.
It is.
So what else have you guys watched?
What have you guys seen too?
I've continued watching, as I mentioned in an earlier episode, The Office, which I just started watching. I'm about five episodes in now. I don't binge watch. I'm also not a binge watcher for most things these days. But man, that show is hysterical.
Really?
I have not laughed as hard in a long fucking time. Like, I have not laughed. I'm like, my neighbors probably hate me because watching that, cracking up, laughing, crying. And so I'm sure they hate me. The show is just so hilarious. And I think I just kind of relate to it because the whole office setting, and I work in not an office, but like kind of studio kind of thing.
Yeah, you see the personalities and in
all the shenanigans that's what I can relate to, and that show is pretty much an entire office shenanigan. But Dwight, oh my god,
just Dwight, oh my Jim, god, all of them.
Incredible. I actually know somebody, I work with somebody who reminds me of him, and I don't know if he's doing it on purpose. I think he's just like that. He's one of the coolest guys ever. He's not like Dwight, but his mannerisms, the way he
like very very similar, just
matter of factly.
Great guy.
We're talking about shows watched. Did you guys end up watching Food Wars, the first episode?
Oh, no. I'm not watching your hentai, Percy.
I'm so sorry.
It's not hentai.
I don't know.
Edgar, did you at least watch it, Edgar?
I posted a clip on the Discord. By the way, if you go to Discord,
did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch the episode. I saw the clip. I was like, what is this? I'm not watching this garage.
Right? And then the very first episode, you're like, oh god, it's almost like fucking porn, like Jeebus. But I kept watching him. And the series is actually very, very well made. It's very entertaining. It's this kid basically becoming a chef, goes to fucking the most prestigious school, but because he's from a mom and pop store, everyone looks down on him, but he's just like, well, whatever, give me any fucking ingredients, I'll make you a fucking amazing dish.
I'll make you orgasm.
And that's the problem that comes after. So like, you have all this stuff, you're like, do it. And then people eat the meat, you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about this part. And you have people just like going into their blissful moment and just getting off on the food. But it becomes less obvious as the series progresses. Like I at least either that or I'm becoming desensitized the more I watch the damn show. But the show itself is very entertaining. So I need you guys at least homework for next freaking. At least watch the first episode.
All right, okay. It's on Hulu. You said
it's on Hulu.
Can I wait to watch it with?
Carl? No, sorry, it's on Netflix. Sorry, Netflix.
I'm on Netflix. All right, can't watch it. Turn your homework assignment now.
Should I wait to watch it with Carl?
No.
Yes.
No, it's hentai, Slunk.
Didn't watch it with. It's not lady. Hentai.
You gotta show what it just. You gotta show what you're into right now, Slunk.
Yeah. No. I had a funny moment. I asked her for permission to tell this story because I didn't know whether or not it'd be okay.
You guys watching hentai together or what?
Yeah, we're watching hentai. We're like, what kind of hentai do you like?
I like softcore hentai. That's real.
All right, Slunk.
Well, you guys know how we have like these lights that we bought for like production value, mm-hmm. you know, to change colors and make our streams mm-hmm. look cool or whatever.
Yes, sir.
The one that I bought is LifeX, LIFX. It has a pretty cool feature where you can tie it to like Twitch events. So when somebody follows, it like flashes orange. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What's funny is that sometimes I'm just like hanging out, or the computer could be off, but one of you guys are streaming or somebody just randomly follows our channel and it just like goes off and I'm like, oh, somebody followed.
Mm-hmm. You're like, hey!
Yeah, celebrating in his room. Yay! Thank you for following.
And the other day, you know, Carlo was over and we're watching TV, movie or something. I don't remember. You know, things are getting a little romantic as they will between. So you know, we start to take some clothes off and as one does, and then all of a sudden when my belt's coming off, the light starts to flash.
It's like, whoo.
And she immediately freezes and I freeze and I'm like, oh fuck, dude, I haven't even told her about this. And I'm like, look, I can explain.
Look, the what light, happened was the
alert going off.
like Dwayne made that happen. Like, no, that's not what I mean.
Dwayne made it.
It's like, look, it means somebody is following us. Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, exactly. I was like, that means that this thing is tied to Bluetooth, and whenever we get a follow on Twitch, and like, I'm like half naked, right? And explaining this,
still trying to take off his belt at the same time.
Don't worry about it. And I'm like, it's tied to Twitch, so we get a follow, and somebody must have followed. You know, somebody must have just like gave us a follow, or something happened on Twitch. And she's like, "Are they watching right now?" And I'm like,
"No." Look, girl, they saw us and they followed us because they like us.
I was like, "No, I swear to God, the lens cap is on." And I'm like,
double checking, like, wait a minute. Is it on? All right, cool. Thank God,
yeah. Oh, man. But, yeah, there was definitely a moment where I was
that's
just
hilarious.
Like,
oh, my God.
And it's just instantly we stopped. We were like,
oh, God.
What is that? And it didn't get
so
any,
good.
Yeah. Just like, it's just the channel. Don't worry. You're like, wait a minute, what?
Don't worry about me.
Yeah, it's a new follower. So, I just wanted to tell that story. God damn.
That's good. Oh my God. That's good.
That deserved a follow.
Damn, we should have got a follow after that.
Yep.
Oh God.
And on that note.
And on that note.
That was so good. I don't know what to say after that.
Can't follow that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I think we're good. We're at an hour.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that's a good way to. That's a good note to end it on.
All right, we'll end the show. In case you forgot, this was the Getting Belligerent Podcast, where every week friends get together to argue about everything and everyone. We are live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on Twitch. We release the podcast every Wednesday morning on GettingBelligerent.com and wherever podcasts are available. Slug, where are they available?
They are available on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, and wherever you may download your shows.
It's hard to go from, like, you open one finger from starting from your thumb to the pinky, and like by the time I get to the fourth, we're all supposed to YouTube so you can view this whenever you want.
Like my arthritis.
Oh, Jesus. If anybody thinks we're wrong and wants to fight us or have a civil discussion, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch.
Also, quick reminder, we're also going to be streaming on Sunday. We're going to be doing our gown fishing. Me, Percy, and Serge going to be fishing in Red Dead. Just
it's going to be a nice
so calming just time.
And there's going to be donations so you guys can mess with us and not let us fish. Because that's all we want to do. We just want to fish.
We're going to be fish, have a beer, have a good time. Mm-hmm.
I'll be all over it. Don't worry.
Why you hate? Just a big ball of hate, aren't you?
Because you're there. That's why.
And then
it was the adventures of Edgar and Serge. I'd be super happy, but no one person in there kind of.
Of course, the jealousy comes through, and of course, you're gonna hate.
Not jealousy, I just
feel as usual.
Them. Yeah.
And a quick reminder: July 11th, those two are gonna go at it, and First Wolf versus Dwayne. It's happening.
It's gonna be taught a lesson. July 11th.
Dwayne's gonna go crying home as always.
He's gonna be sitting there smug like he is right now with his clean cut facial hair and his glasses that look nice. And I'm just gonna wipe that smugness off his face with these hands. These hands.
And real quick, also,
before all I can think of is like you're Machine Gun Kelly and I'm Eminem because you complimented me, but you're still trying to diss me. So calm down.
See. You didn't have to get all like personal and just insult me completely. Who the fuck is Machine Gun Kelly?
You! That's who it is. It's you.
July 11th. The big fight happens here on twitch.tv/gettingbelligerent. Let's do it!
You good? You good? Everyone fine? Good. And thank you for the bits! Say hecklers in! We're at the end.
Yeah!
I'm not kidding. I'm going to name this stream Not for Heat. You get it?
Not for Heat?
I'm not kidding, because he donated and we didn't have alerts on. He gets an episode after him. Name that.
No, we should name the episode after him. Shout out.
Yeah. Plus, it makes my job easy. I don't have to think about it.
And with that, let's go ahead and raid. Come on, Dashboard.
Chat, thank you again.
Shout out to you guys. Love you guys.
I see you tomorrow here on the stream.
On the stream.